Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and for your mercy. We praise you, God, for what you are to each and every one of us. Father, we praise you, God, because we know, oh God, that all things are possible with you and through you, oh God. And Father, right now, bless, oh God, Elder Rod and his family, oh God. Strengthen him right now, Lord Jesus. Let him feel, oh God, your anointing power, oh God. And Father, each and every one of the other families, oh God, that are going through, Sister Marie, for the loss of her sister, oh God, bless their family, oh God. Have your way within their lives and keep them, oh God, and strengthen them, oh God, and let them feel, oh God, your anointing right now, Father. And Father, continue, oh God, to bless the Anderson family, oh God, over their loss, oh God. Have your way right now. Strengthen and keep, oh God. Bless your people all over the world, God. And Father, you know that all things are possible with you and through you, oh God. And Father, bless your people, oh God, here at the sound of my voice, oh God. Those on Zoom, oh God, and those, oh God, in the house of God. Have your way right now, Father. We'll be so careful to give you all the honor and all the glory, Father, and all the praise, because you're always worthy of it all. You're blessed, and you're holy, in your almighty name we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. That name is above all names. So when you say the name of Jesus, there's power behind that name. There's power in that name. We thank God for that great sacrifice that was made on the cross for each and every one of us. I'm going to first look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. And if I would have a subject, it would be God's peace. God's peace. And when we look at the word peace, and we hear it so much nowadays, well, we're going to sign this peace treaty, or well, we're going to do this, and we're going to assure peace. But you know what? The only peace is God's peace. Man can tell you he can give you peace. 5 minutes later, there's war. Man can tell you he can give you peace, and you are in such a worked up situation because of everything that's happening and going on around you. So where is that peace? But when you have God's peace, that peace is an everlasting peace. Verse 6 says, and this is to all of us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. That stops a lot of us. Because you got to pray first. And we can't wait until, oh, man, everything's falling apart. I don't know what to do. Lord, here's what I need, and here's what I want you to do. Lord, here's what I need, and here's what I want you to do. That's our prayer. And it's like, well, okay, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Oh, I forgot to thank him. Yeah. Well, you're here today. You're breathing. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace, verse 7, and the peace, and the peace, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. See, God's peace is like no other peace. God's peace is peace. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Paul's telling them here, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what the situation is, number one, you got to give it to God. And number two, you have to give it to God. Number three, you got to give it to God. Number four, you got to give it to God. If we want his peace, we have to live our life for him. We got to let him control our life. We got to let him have his way in our life. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. With everything that's going on today in this world, we need the peace of God. In everything that's going on in each and every one of our lives, we need the peace of God. You know, we think that, Lord, I can handle it. I can do it. But you know what? Every time we try to do it on our own without giving it to the Lord, without giving it to Jesus, because he has, number one, he's the Prince of Peace. You look at the discouragement, you look at your problems, and Paul is telling them that no matter what your problem is, no matter what you're going through, the solution is Jesus Christ. The solution is giving it to him. He's saying there is no need to fret and worry about the way things are. The solution is to give the problems to the only one who can actually do something about them. You need to pray in every situation. Sometimes we wait to pray when we're on our last limb. I mean, we're holding on and we're getting ready to drop off. We're holding on that rope and it's like, oh man. And then we pray. But if you pray, if our daily lives are praying to the Lord, we don't get in those situations. But we wait until we do get into those situations. And sometimes we blame God. Well, Lord, you're my Savior. Why'd you let this happen to me? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes we want to pray only about our problems, but we need to pray about our problems and choose to be thankful, and God will give you peace. You know, that's how we get it. We get our peace through him. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians verse 3:16. It says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. I want the Lord to be with me. I want to have his peace. His peace is what we need. You know, sometimes we go through life and we think we can handle everything, and we think everything is all set up in our lives, but we don't want God to do anything. But you know, in Proverbs 16:3 it says, turn with me to Proverbs 16th chapter, verse 3, it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You know, we want to, we look at that and we say, well, here's what I need, Lord. Here's what I want, Lord. So I'm trying to set all this stuff up. And do you agree with this, Lord? Oh, great, okay. God hasn't said a word because we haven't given him a chance to say a word. But he wants us to align ourselves with what is in the Word of God. He wants us to let him control our lives. And we want to control our lives and have him, you know, follow behind us. Well, God doesn't want to do that because he wants to have control of our lives so that he can make our lives better. He can give us that peace, but he can't give us that peace if we don't let him control our lives. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. It says, now this is Paul talking, and at the time he's in prison. It would be kind of hard for us to do this. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Wow. I'm in prison and I'm content? Wow. I'm in prison and I have peace? Wow. Let's look at that again. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, which is like brought down, and I know how to abound. And I'm in prison. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. But with God, we can handle that. With God, we can go through that. Both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13 says, I can do all things. Let's look at that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. So no matter what situation I'm in, I can do it through Christ. And we know because of that, we have his peace. And if we have his peace, we don't have to worry. That's a big problem today in our world. So many people, they worry about everything. And most of the stuff we worry about, we can't do anything about it anyway. So it's better to go ahead and give it to God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Let's look at Ephesians, the second chapter. We're going to look at verses 8 through 10. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And if we have his peace, we could do that. If we have his peace, we can walk in them. If we have his peace, we have the gift of God. If we have his peace, no matter what man may say or man may do, we have his peace. Oh, no questions today. Good.